Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved and quickly too. Now, in a previous podcast, I raised a voice against the idea that the almost perennial lack of self-confidence of depressed individuals, and indeed pretty well everyone in mental and emotional distress, should be taken as meaning anything other than that their life is not working for them, that they don't know what and how to deal with it, and so naturally their self-confidence has taken a hit. I argued also that as their depression eased and they were able to use their resources to get their life working, confidence invariably returned. In other words, I was arguing that a lack of self-confidence was the consequence and not the cause. I argue this way also because every now and again, and it is very rare in my experience as a therapist, you have a client who genuinely and completely lacks self-confidence. And these are very hard to help. I'm thinking of two people who came to see me, Vernon and Kate, neither of whom had any self-confidence at all. In both cases, I have changed certain details to preserve anonymity. Vernon was Welsh in his late 40s, and ever since he had been a teenager, had wanted to earn his living as a photographer. In part, it was about the glamour of such a life, as he saw it. But this had been leavened by a fair degree of realism as he'd grown older. He had no problem as a wedding photographer or working on local news items. The problem was that however hard Vernon had tried, and he had tried hard, nothing had ever really worked out for him. And when he came to see me, it was as if the whole enterprise had defeated him. But this was all he wanted, and he just could not be shifted. Vernon was not a fool, and he certainly had enterprise and imagination, as well as a talent for photography. He had also been able to earn a reasonable living when he was not trying photo ideas out as a supply teacher. And this unrequited passion had also got in the way of at least two relationships. And now in his late 40s, he had nothing to which he attached any value. It was as if his life had defeated him and he was giving up, and his natural optimism and capacities had been drained out, and nothing I could do would shift that. Kate was in her 20s. She was from the Midlands, but she'd been living in London for a number of years. The ostensible reason for seeing me was to get over a relationship with someone who had been quite abusive and she knew was good to be shot of, and she could not let it go. I helped her do this, but she remained very unhappy. And the more I learned about her, her life now, including her friendships, her work, and what she enjoyed, and indeed much of her childhood and teenage years, the less I found that I could use. It was as if she was a blank piece of paper, and she knew this, and so she had very little confidence in who she was and what she could do and how she could attract a life and relationships to her. And however hard I tried, I could neither find something solid for her to work with nor to clear away something substantive in order to reveal something underneath that she could use to get her life working.